mark that. Let's turn to number 514. 514. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land, glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land, glory land. I'm in.
People here today, they'll sing along with us and our adults to sing, to say the least. We'll have a great time to do it as we talk about these good songs that we've sung in days gone by. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree, the Savior for to see. And as the Savior walked that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, you come down from that. I'm going to suffer with thee. I'm going to suffer with thee. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand up high on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. It's always good to have those songs in front of us, to say the least, throughout the years. And I often sing with the people at the Convalescent Center, the one that they remember from youth all the way up. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. And they sing it with relish at their 80-something years of age for good. And you know, the last several months of time, for the first time, as I've been there at the Convalescent Center on Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month, and whatever other time I can fill in for somebody that's missing, and they all ride in wheelchairs there. Now, they used to walk in to things like that, but they all ride in wheelchairs now to come in there. Good to be with y'all today. In our study of the Bible, we often recognize that the Bible deals with history a great deal. In the book of Daniel chapter 2, reference is made to Nebuchadnezzar and a great dream that he had. How that his soothsayers could not explain his dream. He could not remember exactly the details of it to help them out, and they could not come up with it. And Daniel was called upon to give an explanation. An explanation that he announces to the king, this is certain and sure. He predicted about four great world empires that would come about. He predicted that there would be the days in which the Babylonians, you are the great head of gold, you are the one, and you, your kingdom, will rule in the whole world. The Babylonian kingdom would not be the last one. It will be replaced with the one that would come later on. And then another would come that would rule the whole world. The Greek Empire would come. And then finally, the days of the Romans. The Romans would be part of iron and part of clay. They would be as strong as iron and as weak as miry clay. And they were that way as they had the power that they had. The history we read about there is a history in which he says, in the days of these kings, Daniel 2:44, in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that shall never be moved. It will never be destroyed. It shall rule. And the way that it shall rule will be a spiritual rule. It will be a spiritual walk. It will be a kingdom that will be set up in the hearts and lives of individuals. Jeremiah talked about the ways in which that heart would be dependent upon the Word of God, and how that the Word of God would be a part of the heart of the individual, and it would not be by way of a word that was written on stone and words that were written on the tables of stone, but written in the hearts of individuals. When the New Testament came about, reference was made by John to the coming of the Savior and how that he would come as a fulfillment of the prophet's words. Jeremiah back there in Jeremiah 5:30-31, it talked about the prophets who would prophesy falsely, and the people would love to have it so. They enjoyed the ideals that were told to them because they anticipated those ideals to come to pass. None of them did. And in fact, of the business, the prophets who spoke the truth were prophets who predicted the coming of the Lord himself and his teaching. Isaiah would say things like Jesus would utilize parables to teach, and he would teach people that they would long remember what he had to say. And the history of his teaching them would be a history that would be reminded and remembered. And that's what Jesus did in his life. When you get over to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews chapters 3 and 4 deal with those of the Israelites who went through the wilderness times and found themselves not receiving a reward because they did not mix their obedience and their faith together. They did not have their obedience to God's will and God's way, and their faith was made void thereby. God refers to that period of time in history as the time of the provocation that came about because they did not follow God's way. When we talk about a period of time that's identified as provocation, we're talking about that period of time in which the Israelites made their trips and ways, first with Moses and then with Joshua, into that promised land. But they did not have the final rest because of their lack of faith in God's way, God's will. When we talk about history, we're talking about things of which the Bible is filled and replete. And in the New Testament, the book of Revelation will talk to us vividly about the years to come. And in the book of Revelation, clearly it will note to you and me that I saw that in the books that were written, names that were written there. And those names were names of days gone by, decisions that were made, and the times of serving God. And now then, the names were read from the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things written in the books. So you and me, you and I find ourselves looking at the history in the Bible as a response to what God wishes us to be and do. And as a result of our practicing that, we make it today our own history as we go along, because his story is being told by our lives of service. When we begin to tell the truth and factual truth and the ways of God, we find a way that he's taught us to follow. When we have a way of compassion within our hearts and lives of people, not just a certain time of the year and the culture of the year, but all throughout the year, we look to the needs of those round about us and see those needs and sense those needs. And we talk to one another about it. We pray about that. We put them on our prayer listings. And more than that, we find out those who will go to bat to see them and visit with them and find out needs that we can minister to. As a result of that ministry that is being done, we find ourselves having rewards that are set forth in heaven. And our Lord Jesus talked about that way of life when he talked about setting up our treasures on not the earth, but in heaven itself, where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. When we find ourselves with a way of love for that treasure, we find a real treasure that's going to last and be there for us through our lives. We talk about history, we're talking about God's way and God's will being followed as we go through life. When we talk about history, we're talking about remembering things. When people say that they don't do very well in history in the schools, it's a matter of memory work that is being done, because there's a certain time in which December 7th, 1941 is a history for us. It's a reminder of those days and a reminder of that time. And then we get into the study about what led up to that particular time, what led up to that hatred that Japan had for the United States and the ways that they were doing. They're in a peaceful place of Hawaii. Why was that going on? And should those ways of life be continually practiced? Along the way, when General MacArthur was set forth to be a part of the restoration of time of Japan and the ways of that, he set forth a way in which they would find themselves looking at the needs and the circumstances that led them to the warfare and the conflicts that they wanted to perpetrate upon the peaceful people of America. As a result, they could change our way of life, a practice of life. So can you and I. If we look back to the history of our lives, we can make a change in the walk of life. There are those who find themselves in doing better things in these days and times, and they give ideas to others along the way. Dr. Field is one of those that come on the television screens in the afternoons or morning times, and you find him talking to people who have a history of violence in their family, a system of rejection in their family. And he mentions the following thing several times in that regard. If you anticipate a change of life, you look at the past walk of life. For it is the case that past history is a good way to tell what the future walk of life will be. Promises made, promises kept, or promises made and promises broken. If we have those kind of things in our daily walk of life, we find ourselves in this regard, because we could be better people. If we'll remember where we were, what brought us to that point in time, and then make that improvement, our history of life will be more in keeping with God's will and God's way than the foolish ways that we have perpetrated in our daily walk of life. It's a way to which we go when we look at our history. And it's a time for us to reflect. Even this morning as we partook of the Lord's Supper, it was a reminder to us of the body of Christ and of the blood of Christ. And Jesus, our Lord, when he set that up with the disciples in Matthew 26, he set that up to be a remembrance to us through the years to come. And as long as you do this in remembrance of me, till I come, he said. The idea of us remembering what his body was used to do and what his blood was used for as he gave his life for us, bearing our sins in his own body. No wonder it will be that God will look at the history of our lives, as we read in Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 13 and 14, in that regard, the great hope that we have. And in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, he talks about how he has delivered us from the power of darkness and put us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace. It will be that we look unto God for that hope, that it will not be the past that we've carried along with us and always been a part of that ways of evil and wrongdoing and darkness in our lives, but a way of change that takes place so that we can praise God for delivering us from that power of darkness and placing us into the kingdom of His dear Son. This kingdom of His dear Son is described there in Colossians chapter 4. As they were to take the letter that Paul wrote to the brethren there at Colossae. Chapter 1 verse 13 tells us that they were delivered into the kingdom of God's dear Son. They were to then take that letter, same letter, to the church at Laodicea, according to Colossians 4 and 16. They were to take that letter to the church of Laodiceans, that they might read it and see the teaching that was given to these brethren, for it was the same body of truth, the same teaching of the Lord, that they were to have over there at Laodicea, and they were to get the letter written to Laodicea and bring it back and read it among the brethren and practice it among the brethren there at Colossae as well. When we find a way to work at historical things, we're seeing throughout the Bible the idea of what's been going on yesterday and what goes on today and tomorrow is based upon our practice of a way that was evil and wrong and continues today, or a practice of a way that we have left aside and God's delivered us from the power of darkness and put us into the kingdom of His dear Son. As we find this relationship in this kingdom of God's dear Son, and we read the things that He taught us about how to live and how to do, it will be factual as we read Colossians about it, because the way that He taught the early church there to live and to be and do is a way that He centered the ideals that we practice. Colossians 3 and 15, let the peace of God rule your hearts and lives, and be ye thankful. Peace, peace within us, peace within our families, peace within our relationship to each other. In every work of life, as well as the church of our Lord, as well as the relationships that we have with anybody, peace, let it rule your hearts and lives. And what does that word rule mean? As we studied it before and we mentioned it before, it bears repeating in this lesson itself. The word rule is used in reference to a referee, an umpire. Let the peace of God umpire or referee your daily walks of life. We've seen a lot of things about referees this year, seems like more so than ever. And we've seen calls that have been there and not rewarded, and then we've seen calls we thought were not there, and the replay shows us that it was right on target. That was the scene that we could have. But the idea of peace ruling or umpiring our lives, refereeing our lives, tells us that we are to look back into the things and think ahead of the things that we're fixing to say. Are these things going to bring about peace? Are they going to bring about the joy and peace and compassion of which our Lord lived? Are they going to bring about change in our daily walk of life? Are these things going to bring about by our choices a continuation of war and conflict and bitterness and resentment? Let the peace of God rule, umpire you, referee your daily walk of life as to the things that we say to others. And if it would be the case that I think these words would only create a problem, these words would only create trouble, I can change these words. I cannot say these words. I can behave in such a way that it will bring about a more peaceful walk of life. Now, there's some in the family that come along the way, and I guess every family has one or two of these individuals in life. During the holiday time, it'll be just the same as it would be during July the 4th. They come in with a drink in their hand. They come in with alcohol guiding their thinking and their doing. They come in not realizing how they got there, where they were before, and what's going on there, and they will not remember what they said and did as they're in the family. Why did he say in regard to the use of alcohol that there's such a thing as foolishness? Back there in Proverbs, in vivid description he gives, he tells us not to trust in those things because they control our minds and our thinking and our inability to get the information from others that are trying to talk to us peacefully, trying to live, behave peacefully, trying to behave peacefully in our activities. It's sad to be that case. It's sad to be, well, to be controlled by something like that as we drive or as we relate to others in the family. Let's choose a different way of life. Choose a different walk. As a result of that, the history of our lives will be more like His, Jesus' history as He lived. He'll be our example and our walk through life. May God bless you in this particular study of the things in the Bible that relate so much to history, and not live as in the days of the provocation, but live with a faith in the Lord, following His will, believing that when we're baptized into Christ, we were raised to walk a new life, that we have the witness of the Spirit of God bearing record with us day by day. And in Romans 8:16, when He says He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, then day by day we find ourselves having someone going with us. And in 1 John 5, vividly it is said regarding the Spirit that He'll bear record at the last day that we find ourselves in faithful service to the cause of God. God bless you and everyone in this study for us and with us today. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation, would you come to Him as we stand and as we sing together?
In the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare us a blessed place.
Second Sunday, and so men meet tonight, we'll be on the way.
Turn to number 446. 446, and after the song, they are going to be we praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus to die is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us,
Thank you.